Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Going to be AccuWeather forecasting all over the place today with showers disappearing, then turning partly cloudy, then rain returning tomorrow. Stay on top of the forecast as we go into the weekend. Right now in Kenosha, temperature-wise, 52 degrees, a little fog, a little mist still involved. Burlington, 49. Milwaukee is 50. It is also 50 degrees in Kenosha. Right now, the temperatures are going to be going toward a high near 70 degrees for today. Spring and West Streets in Racine, where they intersect with Northwestern Avenue, are going to be closed as of this morning for some unanticipated utility work, and that could remain that way for several weeks. Northwestern Avenue, as you know, is being reconstructed, but Spring Street remained open during the through the intersection. Brian DeNeve with the state DOT now says the discovery of some utility conduit that needs to be moved, that's resulted in the decision to close the intersection to traffic for at least the next month.
Once we got in a little deeper, we realized that it just is not safe to do that removal under live traffic, so we were shutting down those side streets just to ensure the safety of the workers and possibly accelerate the schedule.
Since the intersection is going to be closed, he says the decision was made to get as much work done on the roundabout during that time instead of doing it in sections, piecemeal. Northwestern Avenue will still remain open for southbound traffic during the closure, but drivers will not be able to access Spring Street or West Streets. Detours on that will be posted. This project won't be done for a few years yet. Washington Avenue from Roosevelt Avenue to West Boulevard in Racine. Reconstruction the next 5 to 6 years. There comes going to be a public hearing involved in this. Public involvement meeting is what they call them. It's going to be taking place next Tuesday, May the 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Fratt Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. The project manager is Bhupendra Bista with Strand Associates. He told the Public Works and Services Committee this week this is going to be a total reconstruction.
We'll be replacing the pavement, curb and gutter, and all the street lighting. We'll be adding decorative lighting from Roosevelt Avenue to Ohio Street and Glen Avenue to West Boulevard. In between will be just the regular lighting. All these signals will be replaced. There is some change on the signal at SOPCO and Walgreen driveway at the beginning of the project. That signal will be moved to Perry Avenue.
The most notable change going to be the additional signals at Perry and the loss of the signals for the driveways to Walgreens and Shopko. The streetscape manager on the project, Bruce Morrow, says there won't be as many trees with this project because there's just not enough room in which to put them.
We're putting trees in where we can, but we have a lot of conflicts we have to avoid of roads, drives coming in and out, light posts and wires. That's why there are no trees on the north side of the street.
Storm sewers are going to be replaced where necessary, bicycle lanes created, decorative lights installed, sidewalk ramps improved for the Americans with Disabilities Act. Construction won't begin in three stages until 2021 or 22. A woman accused of being intoxicated when she crashed her car into a Victory Avenue home recently, setting it on fire. She's now facing charges. 48-year-old Michelle Kirchhoff appearing in court to face the allegations of felony first-degree reckless endangerment of safety and causing injury while intoxicated, a misdemeanor. Racine police had Kirchhoff and a passenger in the vehicle drinking at a city tavern. And on the drive home, witnesses say police the car had to travel at a high rate of speed. Then it bounced off the curbs on Blaine Avenue, missed a vehicle at a turn on Victory, and crashed into the home. Accident displacing a family of four, causing an estimated $50,000 in damage. Kirchhoff scheduled to be back in court later this month for a preliminary hearing. The attempt to keep a convicted sex offender from Racine from living in the Kenosha town of Wheatland has now gone to court. WRJN's Janet Hoff has the latest on this.
A placement plan for 53-year-old Michael McGee was approved in January by a Racine Circuit Court judge, but Kenosha County officials say the residence chosen is next door to a family with a toddler. An attorney for the town of Wheatland has filed a motion to stay the supervised release plan, and a hearing on the motion has been scheduled for next Wednesday before Judge Alan Torhorst. McGee was convicted in 1987 of second-degree sexual assault for raping a woman after breaking into her home. And according to the bulletin regarding his release, his parole was revoked after he allegedly fondled a 10-year-old boy. Another man convicted of a child sex offense in Milwaukee County was also scheduled to be placed in the same residence. However, that order has been rescinded. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There was a neighborhood meeting on this last evening. Kenosha County officials telling the standing room only crowd they're confident this plan to house the two convicted sex offenders will be overturned. Law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty honored yesterday in ceremonies both in Kenosha and Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, Governor Walker saying that every day Wisconsin's law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way to protect the citizens of our state, and today we remember them for that sacrifice. Two law enforcement officers died in the line of duty last year. Trooper Trevor Casper shot and killed in confronting a bank robbery suspect, and McFarland Police Officer Ryan Copeland killed in a car accident. The memorial ceremony in Racine is going to be taking place next Tuesday. That'll be next to Gacy School. And it's called the Tire Rack Street Survival Teen Driver Safety School Initiative. It's going to be at the Milwaukee Area Technical College's Oak Creek location this Saturday, starting at 7:30 in the morning up until 4:30 in the afternoon. Car crashes still the leading killer of American teenagers. Thousands more are hurt. Law enforcement report simple avoidable driving errors cause many of these accidents. The Tire Rack Street Survival Program improves driver competence through hands-on experience with real-world driving situations. It begins with a short classroom session, then it's behind-the-wheel learning. There's even time in the driver's seat of a parked 18-wheeler to fully comprehend all of the blind spots, and the students get to observe the violent detonation of an airbag to reinforce proper hand placement on the steering wheel. This is the 14th year of this program. There's more information about it online at streetsurvival.org. The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking has a growing list of supporters, and among the youngest are the Stallman kids, 8-year-old Xander, 9-year-old Cece, and 13-year-old Patrick, who held some lemonade sale fundraising events recently and presented their $154 during a recognition at the Racine Police Department. Chief Art Howell giving all three official uniform patches and some other items while thanking them for getting involved against a serious problem in today's society.
Never quite did this presentation for somebody so young. You guys have shown some exceptional leadership, so I think you deserve these. There you go. To just to say thank you from the entire organization, we appreciate your leadership, we appreciate your, just thinking about the human trafficking issue. You guys are showing some great stewardship at such a young age.
Cece Stallman expressing the sentiment of all three kids and saying they thought the lemonade stand would help what their parents were doing.
I just thought that since Mommy and Daddy were working on it and that they were working really hard and that that they needed help, I just thought that maybe we could help them.
Coalition leader Carrie Hammack said in addition to the kids, Mom and Dad Stallman have also played a big role in the group's efforts. The Stallman youngsters, they're planning some more lemonade fundraising activities this summer. Dad's building a bigger permanent stand, and Mom notes Cece wants business cards. The owner and chief executive officer of Connell Manufacturing, Jim Hawkins, is going to deliver the keynote address at next Tuesday's Gateway Technical College commencement ceremony. Gateway President Brian Albrecht to deliver the welcome address. Eric Kent, Racine Campus Star Ambassador and graduate of Gateway's Human Services Associate Degree Program, will be providing the student response. The ceremony at Parkside's Sports and Activity Center is going to recognize over 800 prospective graduates. The event will also include the presentation of the Gateway Alumni Association's Distinguished Alumni Award to John Keel, a 1962 graduate of Gateway's Fire Science Technician Associate's Degree Program. The ceremony on the 17th will begin at 7 o'clock that night. Quick postseason for the Carthage men's lacrosse team. They lose 19-2 Wednesday afternoon to 6th-ranked Denison from Ohio, an NCAA Division III tournament first-round matchup. It was played in Granville, Ohio. The Redmen thus finished their season with a 10-10 record. A Grafton school teacher under fire, back on the job, but only for a short time. The school district board there announcing Woodview Elementary music teacher Bob Morandi will be returning to finish out the year, but he won't be back in the fall. The Grafton High School basketball coach was asked to resign following two incidents involving students last month, his firing also factoring into the superintendent resigning. Joy Global is making some cuts in Milwaukee. It's a manufacturing firm that announced it'll stop heavy fabrication and welding operations in the city. That move to result in about 130 layoffs. And the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board has voted to terminate the employment of Executive Director Rick Frenette for unexplained reasons. Frenette's attorney, though, says the reason his client was terminated because he gave merit raises to a number of employees, including himself. The decision coming after a closed session that lasted several hours. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.